How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Live, there we go.
We never really know on these Facebook Lives. We just kind of start talking and hope that it's being recorded.
The Wi-Fi out here in Vegas is never very good. But anywho, I'm Anthony Irwin. That is Harrison Fagan. We are out here in Vegas. The Lakers kicked ass today. It was a lot of fun. We're moving on. So here's how today went, basically. Here's a summation. Summation of how today went. The Lakers had a number two pick that they just took and Brandon Ingram playing. You had last year's number two pick in D'Angelo Russell playing in this game. You had Larry Nance Jr., who was a surprise value from last year, playing. But the top story from today has to be Ivica Zubac.
Zubac, I think, is the pronunciation. But we
I'll
really
never
don't
get it.
It's not our job to get this right, you know? our job is that you know who we're talking about, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought he was amazing. He was a lot more immobile than I thought he was, and his arms were just a huge impediment to kind of anyone trying to do anything near the rim. He was just like a brick wall all over the place. And you know, there were two number two picks on the court, but Zubac really made the other team kind of look like number two.
I don't know how to follow that. I did think that, you know, to the point you mentioned Zubac's arms.
Yeah, Zubac.
There we go. Zubac's arms. You mentioned his arms, and I thought the story defensively today were the Lakers' arms.
Yeah.
Right? You had,
and like, that sounds super simple, but
yeah,
there's just so much length on the court now when you watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just the summer league game. The Pelicans suck.
Awful.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Not at all.
But these guys, they just have wingspan for days.
Mm-hmm. No, I was surprised. So the way today broke down, Harrison was sitting up with the credentialed folk.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Ish. And he was a little higher up from the court. And then I was with Gary Kester and Grant Goldberg. Did I get that right? I was with those guys. We were sitting down there a little close to the court. And you could really see from our angle how big a difference just having really long arms are. And you look at the starting five. You have Russell, who is 6'4", 6'5", right? And you have Anthony Brown started as a number two.
Or Ingram did, or like,
yeah
they were kind of.
But you had
two 6'9" guys with super long arms starting at the two and the three.
A hyper-athletic 6'9" guy in Larry Nance, and then Zubac, who, again, is just really long. And the Pelicans, and again, important disclaimer here, they're awful.
They're not good.
They didn't have, I don't think, Buddy Hield was the best player on their team, and I'm sorry, Pelicans fans, but I don't think he's going to be very good.
And either way, he's a rookie, like, playing against a bunch of, like, the Lakers had a bunch of sophomores.
But he was playing against,
I guess D'Angelo Russell's younger than he is, so.
He was going up against, on occasion, against Ingram, and he couldn't get any separation from him either, right? So, sorry, Pelicans fans, your rookie
Your summer league team is not very good.
And your rookie's not going to be good. Like, good luck. Good luck. But about Zubac, what I found interesting, aside from the defense that you mentioned and how solid he was down there, but his post moves, I called him facetiously Ivica Gasol, right, because of his effectiveness down there on the post. But it really kind of came into effect. He was dominating down there, and all right, I'm not going to make this disclaimer. We've made it already, but he was really effective against bad NBA or bad, not quite NBA players.
Yeah, again, disclaimer, summer league. This goes for every show that we do from Vegas from now on. it's summer league. We get it. But all we can do is now analyze what we saw on the floor. And Anthony was not the only one to make comparisons to Gasol. D'Angelo Russell actually said that he actually compared him to Marc Gasol after the game. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of funny when he was asked about Brandon Ingram, he kind of gave the standard, I think he's going to be pretty good, that kind of thing answer. It seemed genuine. I think he does like Ingram. But mm-hmm. then when Mike Trudell asked him about Zubats, he kind of lit up and he's like, oh man, he compared him to Marc Gasol. He said, I like him because he's a big fellow with a little sweetness to him. And like, you could just tell he's excited about playing with a 7-footer that can catch the ball.
And stays upright.
Yeah, like it's amazing.
And basically it's not Roy Hibbert, is what we're saying.
Pretty much.
The other thing, before we move on from Zubats, the quote of the day, in my opinion, two quotes. One from the coach, which I'll let you take here in a second. But my favorite quote of the day was Larry Nance Jr. saying that at some random point in the game, Zubats turns to Larry Nance Jr. and says, I love being a Laker. How adorable is that? This guy's like Chewbacca, and
he's just a big, goofy 18-year-old kid. And he's just like, nice. You can tell he's like excited. Like, I don't think he wanted the scrum to end. Like, yeah. I think he wanted people to just keep asking him questions about how awesome he was tonight.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's going to be a fan favorite. I don't know how much he's actually going to contribute to the team this year.
Oh, calm down. Mozgov has wasted money. Zubats is going to be the starting center.
The future. Hashtag the future.
Did you want to take the Mermies or Mermies quote about him?
I don't remember if that was about Zubats, but...
He said that... I don't know if he knows what I'm saying to him. I don't know if he speaks English, but he's delivering.
He said, sometimes I don't know if he understands what I'm asking him to do, but he's delivering. And it's like, I'm saying that, and fine, it's a funny quote, but when Mermy said it, like, you guys just need to start bookmarking all of this guy's post-game press conferences.
He's awesome.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. He's the anti-Byron. And actually, before we move on to the actual players, because there are, we talked about Ingram. We talked about Russell, or you know, the other guys that should have been the story, but Zubats wound up being the story. But just the vibe around this team is so different with coach not named Byron Scott.
Yeah,
and right? it's not just like you could simplify it down to saying like, well, the Pelicans suck and the Lakers look really good today, but just the vibe on the court. There was a play today where Zubats scored down low on like an and one. And Luke Walton was sitting courtside, and D'Angelo Russell walks over to Luke Walton and just says, "We good, coach? We good?" and it was just a really cool moment. And at no point last year did we ever have that kind of moment with Byron Scott, who I will not say what's actually on my mind right now.
My favorite picture from last year of D'Angelo Russell and Byron Scott is there's some picture, I don't know what game it's from, but D'Angelo is celebrating something, and Byron is standing behind him. You can see him, like, behind D'Angelo mm-hmm. Russell's shoulder, just like...
I know exactly what you're talking
about. And it's like, what did D'Angelo Russell just do? What just happened that D'Angelo Russell is so excited, and mm-hmm. Byron Scott looks like he wants to go over there and just, like, you know, pull a Gilbert Arenas and toss his toy into the crowd.
So that was a quick aside, but I do think it's really notable that the different chemistry, the different dynamic that is going on with this team right now.
And the players have kind of been talking about it all week. They've been talking about the new positive atmosphere around the team, and they aren't saying because Byron's gone, but it's, you can kind of put two and two together a little bit. He's like, oh, it's been so much more fun under Luke, and you know.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move on, and we'll talk about the number two pick from this year's draft, Brandon Ingram. And look, Press Row and my mentions and people that I, you know, that I really respect was a buzz today about Brandon Ingram. He was really impressive on both sides of the court, on both sides of the ball, And it looked really easy for him, right? That's what I took away from it. It was like he just went out there onto the court, and it looked really easy. We're out here on a house, so pardon the ring. This is live.
Harold's live TV.
Yeah, but what did you take away from Ingram's debut? I'm going to go answer the phone.
Yeah, can we silence? Whose phone is that? Oh, that's the house phone. Okay, so Brandon Ingram, perils of Facebook Live. Brandon Ingram was awesome tonight, and he looked like Kevin Durant of Summer League, pretty much. Like I made the joke earlier tonight.
What are you talking about? He's actually Kevin Durant.
I made the joke earlier tonight. I was saying, like, I'm surprised the Lakers signed Kevin Durant, but I'm more surprised he agreed to play in Summer League. You know, he was just kind of getting his shot off relatively easily over pretty much whoever the Pelicans threw at him. It just didn't really look like a problem. He was gliding to the basket. Not driving, gliding. He kind of floats and just, like, drops the ball in.
If you don't mind me on that point that you're making right now, he's a really long player, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of really long players don't really understand how to utilize their length on offense, right? Usually, like, bulky players, no, just throw your ass into the guy that you're going against, and you just kind of make it happen. Whereas, like, longer players, it's a finesse skill to really make that work. And there was a play today, and we had a really good angle on it from where we were sitting. He was on the right wing, and he had the ball in his right hand. He took a hesitation dribble with his left hand, took another dribble into the key, and then extended, you know, using his, like, Gumby arms to the basket.
Go gadget. Go right. Get a bucket.
It was really impressive that he was just out there. He just extended out to the basket, and that's a legitimate skill that he's already learned. And it was really impressive. And a lot of people in the crowd were just like, "Whoa! How did he get to the rim so quickly?" And it's because he's so long.
And again, the thing about the summer league crowds is it's mostly Lakers fans. It's like a Staples Center home game if mm-hmm. Staples Center crowds were enthusiastic, and so, like, people are just going crazy over this guy the whole game. There was, like, the first time he caught the ball in a preseason game, or not preseason, summer league game, the crowd starts building into a buzz, like a player's trying to come down and hit a shot during a playoff game. It was just, again, I continue to be impressed with the summer league atmosphere every time we go to one of these games.
If you guys are in the vicinity of Vegas, we're about 4 hours away from where we're coming from, make this trip.
Especially over
the next couple of years, because you're watching the future of the Lakers. So if you can get out here as soon as you can.
It's a necessary Laker fan pilgrimage, I would say.
And thank you very much, Thomas and Mack Center. I'll take the check in the mail. D'Angelo Russell, who, like, heading into,
we went, like, what, like 20 minutes without talking about D'Angelo Russell?
Heading into Summer League, he was the number one guy that I was interested in watching. And here we are, 20 minutes into the show, and here's the first time we brought him up. And it was funny, we were sitting there, I was sitting there with Gary, and I said that Russell was kind of shaky. I didn't think he looked very good. And then all of a sudden he reeled off, I think it was 7 or whatever straight points. And that jackass Tom Penn was saying how he should average 30 points a game for some reason, even though he's been trying to trade D'Angelo Russell by the Lakers since he's been hired by ESPN. But I thought he turned the ball over a little bit too much for my liking. But considering how dominant the Lakers were elsewhere on the court, I don't think there were very many opportunities for him to really shine. And when he absolutely had to, that stretch where he scored seven straight points that he absolutely had to, he did.
Yeah, and he wasn't messing around, but he almost got a triple-double. And I thought that he was probably the best player on the floor tonight. He did have the best plus-minus on the team, if I'm remembering correctly, which was not the case very often last year, I'll say that. And yeah, I just thought he was amazing. He was rebounding the ball, pushing the pace in
double
transition.
Double-double
tonight. Yeah, double-double tonight with rebounds somehow. And I think he still had 6 assists.
And he controlled the offense, which is something that you don't really notice in the moment, but then you kind of look back and say, when he's not on the court, you say, well, it's nice to have this guy back onto the court. Let's get this guy back out there.
And he can sling the ball. Yes. Like, when he's in transition and when he has spacing in the half court, he can just fling these amazing cross-court passes that most coaches probably wouldn't advise him making, but they get there.
Yeah.
And so, not only was he really, really effective, but it's the kind of stuff that's really fun to watch. And I think that that's going to be a major key this year, like we've talked about a lot, is that the Lakers, they are probably aren't going to be very good. They probably aren't going to win a ton of games. But with this new spacing that they have, the new modern 2016 era offense.
Just not Byron.
Yeah, okay, just not Byron, basically. They're going to be a lot more fun to watch. And then there's also the growth of the young guys over mm-hmm. here. And another one of those young guys that I thought showed a lot of growth tonight was Larry Nance Jr.
There were moments on the court, there were stretches on the court where I thought he was just the best player on the court.
I think the first half, I would say he was.
And I just think in general, when he was on the court, there was something that I kind of noticed, that his teammates really build themselves off of whatever he has going on out there, right? And if he had a look, he had a look, and he made it work. If he had to finish, he would finish. If he had to make a defensive play, he would make the defensive play. And I tweeted this out. I wouldn't say facetiously. I wouldn't say that it was 100% serious either. But if I'm Julius Randle and I'm looking at Larry Nance producing the way he did today, and if Larry Nance continues to produce the way he did, he did today for the rest of the summer league, I might regret not playing. You know, you don't just open up that opportunity for Larry Nance Jr. or for anybody to just kind of take your spot. And we were talking earlier on our way to the gym, right?
Yeah. Well, our way to lunch today.
Wherever it was. But we were talking today that Julius Randle might be the better player, but Larry Nance Jr. might be the better fit for the core that the Lakers have right now. And he looked really good with what looks to be most of the Lakers core. And if I'm Julius Randle, I'm kind of saying, welp.
Well, hey, so that door of opportunity opened, and Larry Nance Jr., it cracked open a little bit, and Larry Nance Jr. just kind of, like, dunked through that door.
Yeah.
And just blocked a couple shots once he got in the room, and I just thought he was phenomenal tonight. I think probably the best. He was the best player on the floor for large parts of the game,
From start to finish, I would say he was the best player on the floor.
I mean, that's fair. I'd make an argument for Russell, but again, like, all the young guys were really good tonight, and that's just...
or New Orleans was really bad, however we want to play it.
Whatever. Hashtag Summer League Champs. Just throw it.
All right, so we've been talking for well over that we should have from to this point. I wanted to take questions. I haven't really seen too many questions here. I really appreciate the comments. A lot of you were impressed, or as impressed as we were with the Lakers' effort today. The Lakers play again tomorrow at 5:30 in what will be a much more interesting matchup, right? They're going against Ben Simmons.
Titanic showdown in summer league of number two pick versus number one pick.
Something like that,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I honestly think that the outcome of this game might actually determine the championship like 3 years from now. Like, one of these guys is going to get in the other one's head.
You heard it here first,
folks. Yeah, breaking news.
All right, we're here in Vegas. It's really late or really early, depending on wherever you're listening right now. I really appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight. We're going to convert this into audio, and we'll release this tomorrow for the Locked On Lakers podcast on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe there. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And go Lakers. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun watching the Lakers today. And that's what we should take from the events that we got to watch unfold today.
Yeah. And again, thank you, everybody, who tuned in. We had quite a lot of you considering the late hour. And just make sure that you tune in tomorrow when Anthony is crying because the Lakers lost the two-point game to the Sixers and Ben Simmons hit a game winner or something like that.
Yeah, I may or may not have a bottle of tequila at my feet right now, just in preparation. I don't. You can.
He doesn't. He doesn't. For those of you listening on audio, and for those of you on Facebook Live, and for those of you looking at me for future employment opportunities, yeah. So
Vegas.